Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday, everyone. Welcome in. We'll be joined by Matt Rooney, SaveJersey.com presently. Phil Murphy, job approval rating remains near all-time high. Do I buy that in Jersey? Yes. You got to get used to what the enemy is and what you're up against. But there is a Jersey poll out that says that people there even support slightly going back to school. Okay? That's good news. So where is it coming from of all these stories we hear that Americans do not support reopening schools? Mainly, it's the media cherry-picking, coming up with stuff that tries to support that position. But they are going to be ready to pounce. The first case that we see of coronavirus vis-a-vis schools. Matt Rooney is an attorney, and he is the guy that covers Jersey second to none. The aptly named website, Save Jersey. Is that doable? It's like being in hell. SaveJersey.com. He joins us again here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, welcome back.
With you, Dom. Happy Friday.
Well, thanks, Matt. Bill Steffian, I just never got around to the Christie book until about a month ago. Fully reading it. Yeah, I read dribs and drabs of it, but he raves about Steffian and seems to be a very detail-oriented guy, which I think the Trump campaign needs, replacing Brad Parscale, who digitally seems to be a guru, but maybe not the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know Brad personally. I know Bill Steffian very well. When I first started Save Jersey back in 2008, 2009, I was running around the state covering Christie's gubernatorial campaign against John Corzine, which I can't believe I'm saying it, but I almost miss Corzine at this point. But that's another story for another time. And I ran into Bill Steffian on the trail. He was Chris Christie's campaign manager at the time. And he engineered Christie's win against John Corzine when Christie was outspent something like 5-1. He is tough. He is smart. As you say, Dom, he's a detail-oriented guy. But most importantly, he isn't afraid to throw punches. And there's been a lot of talk right now about how the Trump campaign just can't seem to land a punch on Joe Biden. If Trump loses now, it's not going to be because of that. Bill Steffian is going to know how to attack.
Well, let's ask you, since you know him and all that, too, what is the attack plan with Joe Biden? The media would have us believe, Matt, that Biden, you're not going to convince people, is a radical now. He's able to say radical stuff just to please the radical base, and he's not really going to do all that. I would throw the punch because I think it's obvious that the man cognitively can't be president. I mean, we're at that point. Now, I know that has to be done in a certain way. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've heard mixed polls, as I'm sure you have, and mixed analysis about whether or not that line of attack is actually one that is going to be successful. I've heard also, you know, the Republican Party relies heavily on older voters, that attack's not going over with some older voters because they think it's insulting. But at the same time, Dom, I mean, you know, anybody that's sitting at home watching television is clearly concerned about the state of this country, specifically whether or not we're going to have strong leadership that's going to be able to restore order to our streets, to be able to tackle coronavirus, to be able to stand up to China. Joe Biden, right now hiding out in his basement, people remember him as kind of the kooky uncle from the Obama administration, who maybe not be the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but seemed generally harmless, and he's been around a long time, so he must know something. As he begins to emerge from his bunker, and people see him stumbling about when he faces Donald Trump at debates, they're no longer going to be able to get away from that. So I think you need to make that argument now, even if it isn't as effective as it could be, until Joe Biden actually shows up and reminds people of exactly how diminished he is.
That's very savvy. But I hope Stephian does that because, again, they have polling we may not have and, gut instinct. But it is obvious. It's not just the rambling, the not being able to finish a sentence. And it plays into the other thing, Matt. He would be a creature then of other influences that are there rather than be his own person, that he'd sign off on a lot of stuff and the details he wouldn't care about. He wants the pomp and circumstance of it. Now, let's talk about Wrong Way Murphy. I'm looking at NJ.com. They have their most recent job approval rating, and it's near an all-time high. 67% of Garden State adults approve of the job Murphy is doing. Now, look, I know we're all critical of polls and all that, but I think by and large, this is an indictment of how Jersey has been cowed into just whoever the Democrat is, it's okay with him.
Well, I think that there's definitely some of that going on. Also, you know, I was lucky enough I didn't have court this morning. I knew I wasn't calling until Dom until 10 o'clock, so I took a little bit longer getting out of the house than I normally do. I made the mistake of turning on one of the local news broadcasts. I think it was CBS, our local Philly station. And let me tell you, if I wasn't paying attention to the rest of the world, if I wasn't educating myself by consuming news at other news sources, and I just relied on that broadcast this morning, I would have gotten back into bed and pulled the covers over my head. They have everyone terrified that cases are on the rise and coronavirus is going to kill us all if it hasn't already. And I think that even moderate Republicans and independents and people who maybe, you know, at the end of the day would ordinarily, if it's a close decision for them, pull the lever for the Republican candidate, they really have been convinced that this has been a disastrous response on behalf of the Trump administration. So I think that there's a lot of that baked into these polls you're seeing, but some things are going to happen in the coming months. Joe Biden is going to emerge from his bunker, and it's going to be a binary choice, and they're going to have to choose between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. It's not just going to be discussion of Trump anymore. You're also going to see some other major things happen which aren't getting enough coverage. One of them is going to be that $600 that everybody's been getting extra on top of unemployment is going to run out. If you're making more money to sit at home and watch Netflix than you are to go and work, then maybe sitting at home and consuming these panicky news broadcasts all day, you think that Phil Murphy's doing his best. Once that $600 runs out, I hate to say it, but the power of the purse usually overrides everything else, and your perspective's going to begin to change. So that's going to happen right around the conventions. So I really do think Donald Trump's going to have an opening. He's just going to have to be able to articulate a contrast.
Now let's talk about the big issue, too. And again, Trump is in a dilemma because of the media bias, Matt, in that whatever he does, if he pulled back and said, don't reopen schools, they would kill him. He'd have no leverage. He wouldn't be on the play right in their hands. So aggressively saying to reopen schools safely, we had Betsy DeVos on yesterday, is exactly politically the right play and the right thing to do. In Jersey, you cite a poll at your website, savejersey.com, that says even in New Jersey, people agree with that, albeit it's pretty tight.
Well, it all depends how you ask the question, right? So we see some of these polls where people say, oh, they don't want their kids to go back. They phrase it such that, you know, hey, are you okay with your kids getting killed by going back to school? They make it sound like a very scary thing. The Fairleigh Dickinson poll worded a little differently. They said, hey, with reasonable precautions, which I think just about everybody supports, are you okay with your kids going back to school? And about 46% said yes. It's a slim plurality, but when you consider how much propaganda people are having shoved down their throat on a daily basis, it still goes to show you that there's a fundamental desire among the American people to get back to normal. We don't want this new normal. We're willing to sacrifice. We always have been. World War II and before, and certainly on forward. But we're tired of being bullied, and we want the advice that our leaders are asking us to swallow to at least make sense. So again, right now, if you're sitting at home, making more money on unemployment than you are to go work, if you're consuming all of these dire forecasts from the so-called experts in the media, you know, you're willing to give someone like Phil Murphy a little bit of leeway. But as businesses continue to close for good, as jobs continue to disappear permanently, mm-hmm. as that $600 runs out, I really do think the American people's perspective is going to change, and those numbers are certainly going to continue to rise, and there's going to be a clamor. And, I mean, Phil Murphy and Cuomo and Governor Wolf are all going to have to answer to that. And, you know, they don't really have an answer. That's why they have to keep lying about their death numbers and using creative math to try to keep this thing as scary as possible. People start asking questions, they're in trouble.
Absolutely right. Hey, Matt, thank you. It's been too long. As we get closer to the convention, all we got to have you back here. SaveJersey.com. Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dom. Always a pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.